Hi, I'm Tom Averill, author of the culinary novel Secrets of the Till Cafe, and a foodie in my kitchen and in my library. My book, published in 2001, came from years of research, starting in 1992, the 500th anniversary of the Columbus voyage. I wasn't on the Columbus bandwagon, given the European decimation of the New World, the killing and enslavement of people, the pilfering of gold and silver, the outlawing of languages and religions, even the environmental damage done. But one thing I could celebrate was the discovery of foods indigenous to the Western Hemisphere. Think of all that the Europeans had not known, from the exotics, chocolate and vanilla, to the staples, tomatoes, potatoes. Thanksgiving is one food holiday that highlights the New World larder: turkey, potatoes, cranberries, green beans, corn, pecans, and pumpkins. I give thanks for those, along with peppers, lima beans, wild rice, buffalo, quinoa, avocados, and so much more. I decided during my research to prepare foods using only indigenous Western Hemisphere New World foods, and to talk about the contributions made to world cuisine. I even cooked buffalo chili for my daughter's Girl Scout troop with buffalo, tomatoes, pinto beans, corn, and chilies. Our dessert was the totally New World peanut M&Ms. From there, I tried some more exotic meals: buffalo tongue with chipotle tomato sauce, black bean gooseberry enchiladas, cactus green chili tamales, turkey breast marinated in vanilla and sage. I entertained enough that someone told me I should start a restaurant. That was the idea that prompted my novel, Secrets of the Till Cafe, till being the Hopi word for the chili. I certainly would never take on the work of a restaurant, but I could create one in my novel and have my main character grow up with a father who cooked New World foods, New Mexico style. My novel included 26 recipes of my own invention, and my highest compliment was also my lowest. A New York Times food critic wrote that the recipes seemed to be the best efforts of a college professor. Well, exactly. I am a college professor. But the critic loved my green sauce, a combination of tomatillos, toasted pumpkin seeds, and jalapeno pepper that I still make today. My character, Weston Hingler, created the sauce as his first recipe when he himself was still green in the kitchen. I enjoyed playing with the rich colors and rich associations with food, and my novel includes footnotes about food. I thought of Wes's intense father as a chili pepper, always testing taste buds. I thought of Wes, who was growing up in both his father's fiery cafe and his mother's Italian catering business, as the tomato, that go-between fruit, vegetable that can be cooked or eaten raw, can be ketchup or salsa, juicy or dried. Food is always metaphor, describing people, from honey bun to salty dog, and dispositions, bitter to sweet, and even occupations, the actor who is a ham, the policeman who is a pig. Such is the rich vein mined by those of us working in the food writing genre. I'm Tom Averill of Topeka, Kansas. You'll find more by clicking Radio Readers Book Club under the Features menu at hppr.org.